Welcome to this very special edition of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. The 41st U.S. Senior Open Championship is happening at the Omaha Country Club, July 5th through the 11th. You can find more information at ussenioropen.com. The last time this event was held in Omaha was in 2013. A few weeks ago, many of us in the media were invited to a press conference where we got to talk to some of the people who make these types of events possible, whether it's the swim trials, the College World Series, or in this case, the U.S. Senior Open Championship. I spoke with Deborah Ward, the Interim Executive Director of Visit Omaha, and Mark Rathe, Director of Sales of Visit Omaha. Deborah, can you quickly take us through what the last year and a half has meant? It's been very dry. So how have you helped the economy stay solvent, and where are we going here as we're starting to open up?
You know, when we look back at 2020, we lost about $256 million worth of meeting and event business. So that was it. That was a huge hit to the city's economy. As we slowly start to get back, events like the U.S. Senior Open, the College World Series, and the U.S. Swim Trials that you can sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel.
This is so high profile. I mean, this is a nationally followed event with golfers who are a special breed of traveler and visitor, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very high-profile event. So it's not only great for the local community to come out and enjoy, but think about the national and international television coverage for this event that really puts Omaha on that map and adds to our increasingly growing resume of events that we can host here.
Are there also some innovations or some different aspects of promoting Omaha that may have been in the works before things happened?
I think we've all learned a lot in 2020, what we can do and what we can't do. And I think we've learned to do things better and different. And I think we're always open to change now. And I think 2020 taught us that.
Are there other events that people might not be aware of as far as maybe non-sporting events or conventions of some kind, gatherings that you see coming up in 2021 that will be a go, a green light?
I think sports has been our savior through 2021, to be honest with you. We've lost that $256 million in 2020. As we slowly get back, it's been that youth sporting events that have helped us through the first portion of the recovery, and that's what we're really seeing helping the economy right now. I think it'll take a while for business travelers and meeting and convention business to come back like it was pre-pandemic.
How does it help you to have these sporting events open up and almost 1, 2, 3 down the line you've got them here? It must make you a little busy right now.
Yeah, actually, it's been really fun. It's helped the economy, and like Deb said, the sporting events are the ones that are bouncing back quick, and the hotels are enjoying it. We're bringing people in from all the youth side all the way out to the professional side, so it's awesome to have back and moving in our city at this time.
Are there any events that you go out to pursue, and can you clue us into either specific events or categories of event that you go out and say, hey, try Omaha as a host for your event?
Well, Mark is out on the road constantly, and luckily we have an experienced sports sales guy who knows what he's talking about, and so he is always out traveling throughout the country trying to get those special events. Whether we're going to tell you about all of them, we don't want our competitors to know what we're going after.
That's fair enough. How warm has the climate been out there, Mark? As you say, hey, this is Omaha, this is what we have to offer. How warm has that climate been for you?
Actually, on the volleyball side, the youth volleyball side, it's been very warm. We've been open. We've been hosting some wonderful events and bringing them in here. And we're actually taking them from cities that have been shut down, which the clients need venues to play in. And they're doing it because USA Volleyball is going to still run their national championship tournament. So it's been very receptive and good.
What do you say to groups, organizations, or people about Omaha and why they ought to come here and give it a try?
We are a city that fills seats and fills stands. We are a sports crazy city. And like Mark said, from the youth sporting events all the way up to the professional events, we are a city that supports and has great fans for all of these types of events.
And I sentiment that. Our fans love the events, and they'll attend. Nebraska is just a great area to host sporting events here in Omaha.
After this interview, Deborah Ward was promoted to Executive Director of Visit Omaha. The interim tag has been removed from her title, so the future looks very bright for her in that position. The question is, how does the future look for the city of Omaha? Will another 8 years go by before we host another USGA Senior Open Championship? I posed that question to Hank Thompson, Senior Director of the U.S. Senior Open Championship.
I'll speak from the USGA's perspective, and I look at Patrick and Scott. We love this place, and we are currently announced out through 2025 for the Senior Open. If we get an invitation to come back here, be hard-pressed not to come back here. And I'll leave it at that short and sweet, if you will. I don't know if Patrick wants to add anything to that or not. But
I have nothing to add there.
So the future looks bright for the city of Omaha. If you're looking for more information, you can go to ussenioropen.com. For Live and Local on KIOS-FM, I'm Mike Hogan.